Welcome to Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health. Each week at this time, we'll be covering a different topic and talking with different healthcare professionals. Health Talk Tuesday with Apple Denaria Health on Q92.
Good morning. This is Angel from Appleton Area Health, and today we're here with Penny Horman, and we're going to talk about five surprising facts about high blood pressure. As we've discussed previously, February is American Heart Month, and so we're doing this series on different things that can affect your heart, and one of those is blood pressure.
Good morning. Yes, and there are some facts about high blood pressure that we should all be aware of and just not take it for granted, and because it is what you don't know about high blood pressure can hurt you. High blood pressure affects nearly half of the adult population and in the United States, yet many who have the condition don't know that they even have high blood pressure. Uncontrolled high blood pressure raises your risk for heart disease and stroke, which are leading causes of death in the United States. Fortunately, high blood pressure is treatable and somewhat preventable. To lower your risk, you should get your blood pressure checked regularly, and if you are told that you have high blood pressure, take action to control your blood pressure if it is high.
So I think one of the things that people might not know about having high blood pressure, Penny, is that high blood pressure is sometimes linked to dementia.
Correct. There are some recent studies out there showing that high blood pressure is linked to a higher risk for dementia or cognitive function. The timing seems to matter, that showing that if you are having uncontrolled high blood pressure during your midlife, which is about 44 to 66, creates a higher risk for dementia later in life. The important thing is it's never too early to start thinking about your blood pressure and to take some steps to manage it.
I think most people feel that high blood pressure is something that can only happen in elderly, but that's not the case. Young people can have high blood pressure as well.
True. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more that younger adults are getting high blood pressure, that it doesn't just happen to the older population set. Nearly one in four adults ages from 20 to 44 have high blood pressure. As I mentioned earlier, it's a leading cause of stroke, a condition that is also on the rise among the younger people. Experts are thinking that the increased risk of stroke for this age group is a direct result of the rising rates of obesity and high blood pressure, and also type 2 diabetes, all things that contribute to high blood pressure and strokes, but are also preventable and treatable.
Oftentimes, I think we think that blood pressure might have symptoms, but that's not the case.
Not always. High blood pressure has sometimes been called the silent killer. It's because most people with high blood pressure don't always realize that they have symptoms. Many people feel fine. They don't think they need to get their blood pressure checked because they feel fine. Even if you feel normal, you may still be at risk. It's good to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis.
And because we feel normal and don't have those symptoms, it's true that many people who have high blood pressure, they don't even know it.
That's correct. Like we mentioned, it's considered, or sometimes called, the silent killer. About one in three adults with high blood pressure aren't even aware that they have it and are not being treated to control it. Even though most people with uncontrolled high blood pressure have health insurance, a visit to your doctor or provider at least twice a year is needed if the condition is diagnosed.
And the other thing that I was surprised is that two groups that face unique risks when it comes to high blood pressure are women and African Americans.
Unfortunately, sometimes our genetics, our gender, and our ethnicity play a role in our risk factors for developing hypertension. Not always things that you can control, such as diet, exercise, and stress, but being in an African-American man and women, they have been shown to have higher rates of blood pressure than any other racial or ethnic group. We talked about women with high blood pressure who become pregnant are more likely to have complications during pregnancy than those with a normal blood pressure. And high blood pressure during pregnancy can harm a mom's kidneys and other organs that can eventually lead to a premature delivery and possible low birth weight. So it's important, you know, that you ask your doctor what your blood pressure means, if it's too high or if it's okay, and then live a healthy lifestyle. It's kind of your car always needs maintenance, so your body needs maintenance too, and to take care of it until it's the only one you get. You're going to need it for quite a few years.
Thanks, Penny. This has been great information. Fortunately, high blood pressure is treatable and preventable.
That was Angel Molden and Penny Horman from Appleton Area Health on this week's Health Talk Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for Health Talk Tuesday with Appleton Area Health on Q92. We'll see you next week, Tuesday morning, same time, same place here on 92.1 FM.